Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, AJ.
Up
to the next
one. Hola.
So I got a time that was bad that felt like it was way longer than it was supposed to be. I did 15 months in prison. And that felt like a good 5 years.
Maybe. You know, our buddy Terrell called earlier, man. He had a much different take on prison life. Mm-hmm.
What was the hardest part for you?
It just felt like one long day. It was one day that was 15 months long. It was just nonstop. The same exact thing happened every single day at the same time.
How did you occupy your time?
I learned to play pinochle, matter of fact.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Anything? That was good. I gambled with that, and that kind of pushed me through to have my food and everything I needed. That's how I did it.
Okay, my question.
Go by as fast as I could.
How do you disguise masturbation? I mean, there's no way you were in there for 15 months and did not handle yourself. You know, but there's people across from you, man, and I can't imagine I ever get to the point that I would just say, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, no, that's – I didn't see it. And so,
then everyone's good. All right.
Figured out their ways.
How long before you got out till you got laid?
Not long.
How long did you last?
From once I got out?
No. What I'm saying is, you have sex for the first time. It's been over 15 months.
Right.
You have a shot at it. Is this something that lasts like 10 seconds with this girl? Does it last
basically
8 seconds or 5?
I would apologize before we get undressed.
Look,
like, I'm already done. You need me to
exactly.
Just the promise of this.
The wind blew.
Right.
Yep. That's pretty much how it went.
All right. Well, can I ask you the same question? What was the best food there and what was the worst?
The best food, I like mashed potatoes, so I would always trade whatever I could for mashed potatoes. Worst food is this lasagna type thing that they tried to make. I don't even know what it was, but it looked like lasagna, but it didn't taste like
How do you mess up lasagna? Lasagna's
by
easy.
Not making lasagna.
I
think that's what he's getting at here.
You're baking it, it's
they
got sauce, cheese.
Scraps of leftover food, like, you don't even know what's in there, so
all
it's
right.
No good.
Lasagna surprise.
Yeah, basically.
I was going to say, I've never had a bad lasagna.
I've had
lasagna that had like spinach in it and crab. Didn't
all right,
even
no,
eat
but
it,
there's
it
a difference. If there's spinach in addition to normal lasagna ingredients, I can let it go. And generally, I can just pull it out. No problem. But I have been ambushed by someone who made a spinach lasagna. They just thought we're making lasagna. Mm-hmm. And you get there and you realize, like, there's no meat in this. It's like, I don't know, man. It was spinach and something else. And it sucked.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell them it sucked, but I hated
it. I'll tell you when I had one, Ted. What was that place you recommended to me that's up near Crystal?
The place where you stay.
He's asking you a question.
Like Alta Crystal. Okay, well, the way they have this thing is you have, there's an oven.
Look, I don't watch movies.
There's an oven in there. There's, you know.
There is. I had lasagna when I was there.
I did too. And right before I went there, right before I got up to the main store, they have a general store where you can buy stuff and you can take it for dinner. They have like bag salads and stuff like that. So the person before me took the last meat lasagna. And I'm like, damn it, because they had garlic bread. And so I got a veggie lasagna because it was what they had left, you know, because obviously.
Should have grabbed everything you need them call first.
People bought the meat, you know what I mean? Well, I didn't really think about it that much, but it was not bad at all.
Yeah.
I have a terrible vegetarian lasagna story. Now, I didn't mind it. The lasagna was delicious, but it was my cousin's wedding, right?
All right.
So we've been living out here on the West Coast for a while, so I haven't had Italian food. So you get a choice, steak or lasagna or something else. And I'm
sure.
Like, God damn, lasagna sounds good. It's in New York, right? New York State.
Not
upstate, just up the river a
little
bit. So I get the lasagna. Well, now here comes every guy in my family like, heard you got the vegetarian option. Like, you bastards. Like, what do you care? It's lasagna.
Because they can poke fun at
right.
you.
No meat in there, huh? Steak's delicious. Like, all right. Like, I had steak two nights before I flew out here.
See, it's the problem with weddings, man. Someone we know, and I can't remember whose wedding it was because the food was chicken and salmon because that's always what the hell it is. And I'm at the wedding, and it's serve yourself, and we're making our way down the line. I'm going one way. There's a little girl coming toward me. She's maybe 7, all right? Mm-hmm. I love smoked salmon, raw salmon. I just don't like it cooked. So you're serving yourself, and there's like 15 slabs of salmon sitting in there, and there's one piece of chicken left, man. And so I'm like, I hope this little mother effer does not want the chicken, right? Well, it turns out she does. But we get there at the same time. So there's one set of tongs, man, and we're eyeing each other over the top of this thing. And I'm not good really at disguising how I feel. I didn't say anything, but I realized I'm staring her down. Like, if you touch the chicken, I'll kill you. But then to kind of make, because she looked kind of scared, man. And I realized, okay, dude, you're looking aggressive. It's a little kid. And I really don't want salmon, so I still weighed it like, F her, right?
Yep.
I could take her.
Dude,
No. In the end, to try to assuage the situation, I handed her the tongs. I said, no, go ahead and grab it. She goes, are you sure? She's trying to be kind. I said, no, go ahead. So I grabbed salmon, and I sit back down at my table and didn't eat an effing thing. Like, F this salmon. Oh, little goddamn girl
last
over
time,
there.
Last time I was in 7-Eleven, I had the impatient woman behind me who was kind of freaks out every once in a while. Yeah. And she's like, hey. And I'm like, do you need to go in front of me? And she's like, yes, please. And she's all rattled, and she goes up there, and she dumps her purse out on the counter.
I hate her, dude.
There's two pieces of pizza left.
She took them both.
What did she order?
Oh, my God.
The two pieces of pizza. And I'm all right. Like, I let you through.
So what's your backup plan?
That's when I brought the wings back. I brought this crappy-ass wings back.
All right, real quick. I was at, we'll just say, a rap show.
All right.
Right? So luckily I had like tickets, like VIP and this and that. So another coworker of ours.
Okay.
It's me and her. We're sitting there. And Azelle's is the backstage catering.
All right.
So we walk over and there's one piece of chicken left. And there's a brother that's like 6'4". And we both go for it. And then I kind of pull up and he goes, just because I'm black, you don't have to give me the chicken. And I was like, all right, cool.
You took it?
Yeah. Sweet.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Still stuck in his dungeon, basement, studio, bar, Ryan Castle, living through the pandemic.
What's happening, y'all?
How are you, man?
I'm real good, thank you. And yourself?
Doing well. How's things at the homestead there?
Oh, you know, it's never a dull moment around here, my man.
Wife and dogs are okay? Everybody's taken care of?
Everyone's great. Everyone's fine but me, really.
But
that's kind of the norm.
Castle, was that photo of you crock-potting on top of your laundry? I respect that.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm without a kitchen right now. So we have a sort of makeshift kitchen set up in the laundry room in the room next door to me here. We have a hot pan, an instant pot, a microwave, a toaster oven that doubles as an air fryer thrill.
All right.
And then the crock pot is on top of the microwave. So I was on a step stool stirring chili last night with the crock pot on top of the microwave, on top of the dryer in my laundry room. That's my life right now.
Is that that the most gourmet thing that you made down there? I mean, is there anything where you're like, you know what, man, this is pretty good?
No, you know what? So the cooking isn't that bad. I mean, it's not great, but it's not that. It's the cleanup that's a drag because we basically have a small pedestal sink in our bathroom, or you put it in the shower or the bathtub
to
wash stuff.
Why don't you put it in the washing machine?
So, yeah, hey, great idea.
I'm just
so I made like spare ribs one night, like these red wine braised spare ribs that were delicious, and then I was like, well, that is the last time I am doing that. not because I didn't enjoy cooking it. It wasn't that bad. It was just the cleanup afterwards. Right. You know, you get a whole bunch of dishes, and now you're on your knees in the bathtub, leaning over with the shower sprayer, trying to wash a cutting board. Like, I am never doing this again. This is terrible.
It's already bad enough that you know you're quarantined. Basically, you're just being at home. But you don't have a kitchen. Like, the one thing, you know what I mean, that you really, really need when you live someplace is a kitchen. Because if not, you're basically just in a hotel room.
But you can now cook Hot Pockets in your dryer.
That's true.
Right.
That's true. But here's the good news. Most of the places around here are open now, obviously, and I've been pumping lots of money into the local economy, picking up takeout and sitting out on the sidewalk and having a beverage waiting for my takeout to be ready.
By the way, how many more months do you hot plate this thing? I mean, what's the...
Until mid-April.
Mid-April. Okay. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
We're about halfway through. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, today on Sit and Spin, we're going to go back in time, maybe, because I'm trying to think that if you were ever a part of a choir in your life, I think as soon as I started basically going to Bible school, we were included in the choir at church. And it didn't matter if you were in first grade, second grade, third grade,
or
whatever.
Do you have to be any good to sing in choir at a white church?
You do not.
Because I know the black church, man, like you are audition. Oh, my God.
We had tryouts like at my grade school.
Yeah.
But it was pretty easy to make.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're going to tell a little kid, sorry, you can't sing. You're not good enough to sing here.
Well, the thing about being in a choir is you learn.
It's going to be a no from me, dog.
You learn to stay in the right key. You learn what range is, what your timbre is. What you know?
I hear the kids sing. I'm not sure that they stay in the right key.
Well, they try. You know, you put them in sections.
I'm not sure that they're even trying. It's like it's impossible to try and be this bad all at the same time.
All I remember was
you put extra emphasis on the word wish, and we wish you a Merry Christmas. Yeah. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you.
The only thing I can figure out as far as the world of choir goes is they probably buy more risers than any other industry out there. I mean, that's the only time you ever see like those three-step risers. It's always for the choir.
Also, a good bonus of being a bad singer in a choir, you get out of class to set up those risers.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, who were you that bad?
You
didn't even. Like, it's a kids' choir, like Castle says. Everyone's invited just because you're a kid.
You've heard me sing.
I have heard you sing.
I always have the energy. I don't have the key.
Well, I was in the choir up until about eighth grade, and you know we did our performances, Christmas performance. You did one or two a year for the most part. That was basically it. I did it for the chicks, obviously, because I'm.
Choir groupies,
good-looking women in there. But you know, after that, then it seems like as life goes on, the choir is the annoying thing that takes longer to get through the ceremony. Now, obviously, selection is of great importance here because, like any band or anybody else, it is the song sometimes that is more important than anything else, even if you suck.
But the difference is no one typically goes to an event because the choir is there. But to your point, I'm at this event longer because the choir is here.
Exactly. People say, like, if you go to Salt Lake, you got to see the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. I'm like, no, I don't.
Pass.
No, I don't. Right. But every once in a while.
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
The choir has popped up in modern music.
Mm-hmm.
So today you have some songs that include a choir.
Yeah. These are bands that exploited children for financial gain today.
All right.
Number 10. I'm a star.
Startup champion from Mother Love Bones. Got the kits there at the end. I think you know where we're going with today's Sit and Spin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Free labor, you'd say.
Free cheap labor.
Yeah. 10 songs that include a choir on Sit and Spin.
Number 9.
This song makes me brutally angry.
I think anything that involves Karen Carpenter probably rubs you the wrong way.
You know what? That is a very fair statement.
Turn this up, Mike. How could you be? Listen, just sing a song, people. How could you be mad?
It's easy.
I think we should have been more specific. This isn't like a church choir. This is a children's choir.
Yes.
All of them.
Right away. We just didn't want to talk about the child labor.
Thrill's going to be violent by the time this is
I'm
over.
I'm with Thrill. That song's
Thank
terrible.
You.
What's
Thank
wrong
you.
With that song?
That's all I'm saying.
It's so bad, it sounds like you'd play it at the end of a movie when somebody's getting murdered.
Right, like Tarantino would
That'd be
play
a Tarantino
it.
Flick, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a great idea.
Right. We're going to make
blood
a movie.
Everywhere. Right.
All these happy songs just think someone getting stabbed violently.
We're going to make a movie just to ruin that song for everyone. That's
ten,
how much we hate it.
10 songs that include a choir on Sit and Spin.
Eight, number eight.
That's right, from Thunderdome.
Again,
the song is We Don't Need Another Hero from Tina Turner.
The only reason this makes any sense, and I still hate it, but the only thing that makes sense is because in this movie, Mad Max spends some quality time with kids.
Oh, he does.
They like he's all messed up because he's always messed up. But they find him, they kind of nurse him back to health. But again,
look, all of the Mad Max movies, including the most recent one that won all those awards, they're all really children's movies.
They really. My mom took me to see Road Warrior when it came out. That was first rape scene I ever saw.
Hey,
plus
ten
we're
songs.
Talking Tina Turner versus Karen Carpenter.
Right,
yeah. Both beautiful ladies. These are 10 songs and include a choir.
Seven, number seven.
See, man, this is what I feel like people do. Nobody wants to do anything bad to kids, right? It's understood. So if you write a garbage song like this, hey, man, hire... So the people don't pan this, so the critics don't rip you apart for pooping out this piece of audio garbage, hire children. Because
sure.
They don't want to hurt the kids' feelings.
It's a Christmas
song.
So
you look at... Right, doesn't matter. Make it about Christmas.
Did you just say John Lennon pooped out this garbage song?
Yes, he did. He sneezed, and the stain in his underwear was this song. And then he hired children to sing about it so that we didn't rake them over the coals.
Hey.
And say things like, weren't you in the goddamn Beatles? What is this?
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, though, yes.
War is over.
These are... 10 songs that include a choir on Sit and Spin.
Six. Number six.
Kind of a high energy level.
Now, if I remember correctly, the video for this has her sort of pining for a younger man. Am I correct?
Let's hope so.
Am I thinking of this song?
She better be. It's
so
Bonnie Tyler.
Added layer of weird. Yeah. Yeah.
You always knew she went young.
It's hard to hear that song now without adding F-bombs.
From the Dan Band?
Yeah. Old school ruined that song. Right. Or made it better.
These are 10 songs that include a choir on Sit and Spin.
Five, number five.
I like the Chili Peppers. This is the worst goddamn song they put out. And again... Hey, hire some kids.
Yeah, I'm trying to get on the train of thought here. Like, maybe I missed it at the station, but, you know, here's a song, Anthony Kiedis, about
heroin
drug addiction,
yeah.
and doing heroin, and he's writing it, and he goes, you know what this song needs?
kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That'll drive the heroin point home.
Yeah. These are 10 songs that include a choir. I'm sitting spin.
Four, number four.
You know it's hell when I come through.
Oh,
Life and Times of Sean Carter, Volume 2.
No joke, this is the first song I thought of when we started kicking around the idea of doing this list. I was like, what is it? That's that Jay-Z song, Hard Knock Life.
I always assumed that was from actually Annie.
I would assume, like, I can't quite give them a pass because I understand Hard Knock Life, but still, I want to beat those kids. Like, just shut up. What do you know about a Hard Knock Life? Your voice, shut up.
You don't have to take homework home with you.
Right. What's your problem, your Hard Knock Life?
You know how much juice is in a juice box? Not much. Sucks. The pudding cup is small.
Hard Knock Life.
I mean, it's kind of funny. This is the video. He's, like, dapping up little kids. And, like...
Oh, did your mom say you can't eat crayons anymore? Oh.
These are 10 songs that include a choir. I'm sitting spin.
Number three.
I picture, like, the biggest brother in the world singing this. Like, he's 7'2", 320 pounds. Yeah, you make fun of
him. Again, we're talking about drugs here, and someone said, you know what this needs is some kids. She's going to go see her connection, right. And at her feet was a footloose man, I believe is the line. Like, yeah. He's talking about what I think he's talking about.
That's why it's always better to have the best selection of the choir song. Gotcha. It always makes it better.
Gotcha. Yeah. You know what this song needs? It's about drugs. Kids.
10 songs that include a choir.
I'm Tim Smith.
Number two.
Now, I can get behind this one only because I want to say I was in 6th or 7th grade when this song came out. And we would break into, and every class we had, we would break into this tune. Our teachers hated us.
That was about 1980, I remember.
Came right
so
around.
It was 1980.
Yeah. Yeah, we're singing it too. All right, so 10 songs that include a choir. We made it to number one.
Save the best for last.
Number one.
You're a goddamn liar.
Enjoy having this stuck in your head for the rest of the day.
Try not to sing it out loud. People will look at you. Thank you, Ryan Castro.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
From our first house here, man, so the house next door, it got rented out. Some people were cool, some people weren't. But there was a point where it's 5 college chicks, right? So they're renting it out. And they're partying, as college chicks do. But they had one massive, massive ass party. And for the most part, I didn't care, right? It's loud. I don't care. I get it. I've been there. Have fun. Inevitably, as all those parties begin to degrade, one of the dudes who did not live there, he's now screaming as he's walking down the sidewalk, something about whatever girl he showed up at the party with, right? The regular story you hear at that age, right? Mm-hmm. McDale's, but he's like, he's flailing around. I hit my car. And I'm out on the balcony smoking a cigarette. I'm like, hey, Playboy. And he's like looking around, he looks up. I said, man, I don't care how mad you are. I don't even know what's going on. I don't mind. If you touch my car again, we're going to have an issue. It's like, sorry, man, sorry. He's pretty cool. So whatever, no more problems. This party rages on. They end up knocking down the fence between my yard and them. So now it's just like, God damn it, man. But it's like you wake up to it.
Right.
Yeah. So I get, and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me, man. So I'm knocking on these chicks' door, and it takes forever for them to answer. And I understand, because again, I'm pretty patient about it. Like, you guys were balling last night. I know you were hungover. I know everyone in this house has said, will someone else please get the door? Finally, she comes to the door. I just said, hey, in case you didn't know, I am your neighbor. I said, you guys knocked the fence down last night. Really, really sorry. Said, I get that. I said, you got 24 hours to get it fixed. She's looking at me. You got 24 hours to get it fixed. I mean, there's no mincing words here. That's the deal. So I don't care what you do. I've never complained about your noise. But you destroyed my property. And that brings me into your personal life. And that sucks for both of us because I don't want to be here. You got 24 hours. Her first thing is like, well, we don't have a lot of money. And I'm like, have you ever heard the saying, sucks to be you? Because like, right. That, I'm not asking you that. I have nothing to do with your life. I have nothing to do with your past. I have nothing to do with your income. But you should consider those things before you knock over a goddamn fence. Because now here we are. You got 20. I don't know what they did. Who she called, but I came home from work and that fence was repaired.
Nice.
Yes, it was. Nice. And I was very calm and cordial, mm-hmm. But I'm just like, look, I'm not, there's no negotiation on this. I'm letting you know. But yeah, I had to let her know, hey, sucks to be you.
When did the good times go by way too fast, or when did the bad times last way too long? But how long was it really? 206-421-ROCK.
But that said, much like the caller, I was a horrible, horrible person when I lived with roommates.
Yeah.
Hello, Spencer. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So my time went by way too slow. My first vacation, I guess official vacation, my parents took us to Mexico, and we flew out of SeaTac prior on 5 p.m.
Did you
and,
walk there or drive?
Burger King. What was that?
Did you walk to SeaTac or drive?
Oh, drove to SeaTac. Yeah.
Sure. Shocking.
Parents, we got some Burger King there, and we had a layover in L.A. to spend the night, and as soon as we get to the hotel, I knew something wasn't right, and apparently I got food poisoning from the Burger King at SeaTac Airport. And so the next morning, I slept in the bathtub. We get up at 6 a.m., and I got a 5-hour flight to Mazatlan, and as soon as those doors opened coming out of that hot air, it just pretty much dropped me, and I'm just laying on the linoleum floor because it's the only thing cold around, waiting for everybody to go through customs so I can just crawl basically through to the customs line.
What kind of look do you get from the customs agent? When, you know, because they kind of monitor everyone, so they realize you've been laying on the floor up until the point that you present your passport. I mean, do they give you a bit of a dirty look?
there was a guy just staring at me the whole time, and I really didn't care at that point.
That's crazy. He's right. The Mazatlan Airport, it's, I don't understand how it works, but like when you get off the plane, it is, you are clearly in Mexico, right? It is warm. It is humid. I've been there 4 or 5 or 6 times, all right? It's the one place I go in Mexico. And every single time that I've gone through customs, I've had the same goddamn agent, right? This angry-looking bald dude. And every time I go, and keep in mind, they have like some kind of number. So when they stamp your passport, that says that they stamped, right? So if anything goes down, they're the one who's held responsible. So I go, it's like my 4th time now. And he opens it up, and they flip to your passport. And it's weird, right? So they flip to your passport slow and keep looking at you, even though I know there's no stamps that he's looking at. I'm like, dude, I haven't really been anywhere. So he gets to the part where I came to Mexico. And he looks down, and he's mean mugging you the whole time. And there's zero conversation, right? And he just keeps looking at you, and you're getting nervous. And he flips, and he stamps it. But when he stamps it, he looks at you. He doesn't look down at the passport. It's like somehow they're trying to telegraph some message, right? So last time I go down there, it's this guy again. And I'm like, this is unbelievable to me, right? It's the same freaking guy. He starts flipping through the passwords, mean mugging me. I said, bro, if you look at every stamp in there, it's you. Every time I've come to this country, you've been okay with it. That's the first time he smiled at me.
Really?
I said, we go this every time. I said, it's been you. I said, look through every goddamn stamp in there. It's you. You. Every time you think I'm okay, cut it out. Jesus Christ. Sorry, man. It just finally got to me. Like, you're looking at, you know that's your number. Flip. That one is two. Player Colt. Go ahead, Playboy. Oh, is that you too? Yeah. It's me again. Jesus Christ. Sorry, man. It just, it's like the one goddamn foreign airport I've ever been to with any consistency. The same freaking guy. And we go through the same freaking thing, even though he knows it's his number. So it's like, just stop. Right? You think I'm cool enough to be here. I haven't had any problems leaving. You know what I mean? Like, let it go. Mm-hmm. Just stamp my ass. Mm-hmm. You can mean mug me, but just cut it. Let's make this faster, I guess.
The long play.
It is.
He sees you.
Oh, one time he's going to reject my ass. Like, oh, I remember you now. Reject it.
Oh, I like the idea that one day you're doing the long play. And I don't know what you're smuggling into Mexico.
Do you know how much cocaine
but
I brought
in? I'm not going to check this guy. Stamp him all the time. Get in here.
Give me a hug.
Right? Love him.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of The Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. We have a list here of some of the healthiest and least healthiest types of bread. We touched on a little bit at the beginning of the show, but yeah, that was the question I posed today. Any sandwich, right? So most sandwiches have different types of bread,
mm-hmm.
right? Like I said, the Reuben always is going to be on rye. A banh mi is going to be on a French baguette. right? Like hamburgers come on hamburger buns or
Correct.
Brioche bun. Like, so every sandwich is a different thing.
Cubans are traditionally pressed sometimes.
Yeah.
Depending.
So it was just, we were just talking about bread, and it was like, if you could, every sandwich has to be on one type of bread, what would it be?
But there's so many, because like we said, there's grilled cheese.
Right.
Peanut butter and jelly. Then there's like a tuna salad, but then there's things like a French dip.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We go like,
French roll might be the right answer.
Well, that's the
but
thing.
But the problem with the French roll, all right, so if you're like me, peanut butter and jelly is one of your go-tos.
Yeah.
Right? It's easy. I don't have to cook anything. Chances are I'm stoned late night. I would still eat it, but it doesn't work.
No.
The flip side of that is, and you pointed this out earlier, if I'm eating a hamburger and it's on white bread, which we've all done before, but it sucks.
Yes, it does.
Which is funny, because one of the original hamburgers in the United States is served on toasted white bread.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely need to toast it if you're going to.
Yeah.
Well, that brings bread. Up a good point, too. Like, my instinct would have gone with, like, King's Hawaiian rolls.
Now, that's what I. Not, that's
but for a French dip, that would suck.
It would absolutely
it would be soggy.
Suck.
And sweet.
What about, again.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind the sweetness of a roll with roast beef.
For me, my definitive sandwiches are the peanut butter and jelly and the Reuben, as far as savory and then mm-hmm. sweetish.
Yeah.
So I got to find the roll that can accommodate both of them.
And believe it or not, the best Reuben I ever had in my life was in Baltimore, and it was on Pumpernickel.
I can see that.
A little
okay.
different, but whatever.
That word's always throwing me off.
Well, Pumpernickel?
Yeah.
Do you know what it means? We've asked it on Big Dummy years ago before you start texting me.
Isn't it like crap?
No, you're close. It means
garbage?
The devil's fart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not,
that
not,
is what
whatever
it
was,
means.
It's not good.
Right. The devil's fart bread.
So what do you want to know first? The healthy breads or the least healthy? You know, let's start with the healthy ones because most of the unhealthy things you guys already know and love them.
All right.
So the number one healthiest bread is a tie between whole grain and whole wheat. Now, with that said, you got to look at the labels because not all brands are created equal. Look for types that say 100% whole wheat or whole grain. If they don't say 100%, they might only have a tiny amount.
Right. So some things
can be wheat or whole grain, but they just have a few. And that's a very American thing. They're just sneaking by and being like, oh, this counts.
There's enough to call it cheese, you know?
Yeah. Right. There's enough to call it juice.
Mm-hmm. Which is what, 5%?
I'm not, you know what? Like whole grain, if I have to eat whole grain bread, if it's toast, I'm okay. Like, I don't like it on any sandwich, but if it's the toast, I'm like, all right, I can deal with this.
Yeah, I think sometimes, too.
Ooh, keep in mind French toast, as far as a bread, right? Because you just hooked up French toast the other night, right? And it's delicious. That's important, too, man. As far as the bread
French
you're going to
pick. French toast is delicious. I don't get French toast often, but when I do, I'm always pumped.
It's so healthy. It's really good for you.
Yes. Ezekiel or sprouted grain bread. It contains less salt, more protein, and more fiber than most breads.
Ezekiel. I don't know if I've ever had that.
You never had Ezekiel bread?
I don't think so.
You haven't either, have you?
Nope.
Okay. I don't think I've ever seen it.
I've never even heard of it.
I don't know. Must be in like the food section I don't check.
Hold on, I'm going to
like healthy
Google
foods.
This. Ezekiel? Okay.
Ezekiel, or sometimes it's called sprouted bread.
Ezekiel.
All right, now this one, third on the list, and we were talking in the office. Some people knew this, some people didn't, but sourdough. Sourdough actually isn't that bad for you, which is kind of funny because a lot of people really like sourdough, but it's like, no, that one's okay. Sourdough, I still think, might be my favorite bread overall.
Okay.
Like, sweet rolls have their place. I love those, but I'm still concerned about peanut butter and jelly on a sourdough. But
right, that's the real challenge.
But it holds up. It's a sturdy bread.
It's good for a grilled cheese.
Right, it's good for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. I like sourdough.
I did not know it was healthy. That was one of the breads I would just assume.
I thought it was unhealthy.
It would be in the other category.
There. I thought because it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I like it.
Rye bread. Healthier breads tend to take longer to digest, so you feel fuller longer than you would if you eat just like white bread.
All right. Okay. I'm down with rye.
Well, as we say, we got St. Patrick's Day around the corner.
Yeah.
Go get a Reuben.
Why not?
Yeah.
God, Reuben sounds so good right now.
Well, it's Reuben season, I think.
It is. It is. Corned beef's coming up.
Yeah.
Sauerkraut.
Let's see. Multigrain. Well, this means they use more than one type of grain.
So sourdough is better for you than multigrain.
Correct.
Huh.
All right. Take that multigrain.
Yeah, I'm never buying multigrain again.
Yeah.
I'll just buy sourdough.
So look for 100% multigrain bread and make sure the first ingredient is whole grain flour.
All right. I'm not buying it now.
Well, that's the thing, too, is like, I mean, the companies are so good at tricking people.
Sure.
So some of them have a lot of seeds. They say whole grain. But honestly, yeah, you're better off eating a bunch of different breads.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just a lie, man.
Straight up lie.
It's a lie. It's a lie. So those are the healthiest breads. Now, can you guess what the dead last ranking bread is for healthiness?
I know this.
I have no idea.
I know this.
Bro, you love these.
I love these.
It's the worst thing you could possibly eat as far as the bread family.
It's tough to find good ones in Seattle, I would say.
Bagels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bagels are the worst.
Almost cuss. Wow. That's
I know. Bagels are so delicious. Like toasted bagel, regular bagel, schmear.
You've been everything bagel.
You know, sometimes they say the most, not the healthiest, but as far as the calorie goes, you should get an English muffin in the morning. I know that's probably not on the list.
Get an English muffin in the morning.
Stick with the bagel. Foods,
but you know I do what? Like it's an English muffin. I'm wondering how that falls in because it's one of my favorites in the morning.
You are an English muffin guy.
I love them. I think they're great.
I mean, I don't dislike English muffins. It's not that. But you have to understand, well, Miles, it's just how many people in your life where someone, without asking them, goes, I like English muffins.
Yeah.
I love English muffins. Miles goes through and he explains it like it's porn. Oh, dude, the way the butter melts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I get it, man.
Oh, yeah. You can make a sandwich if you want. There's so many options.
I like English muffins. I probably use English muffins more for a sandwich. But you're right. To me, English
breakfast
muffin
sandwich,
is very...
Like a little egg, bacon,
Well, even cheese. Just a turkey sandwich or tuna salad.
Like if you go someplace and get breakfast...
Right? Look at you.
Yeah. If you go someplace and get breakfast and you get an English muffin on the side, if you got bacon and some eggs, you can make a little sandwich.
I agree. It's fantastic for breakfast.
Dude, I have a buddy. He eats an English muffin with peanut butter like every morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm with you. I like English muffins. I don't get as...
Weird as Miles.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, I can see Miles right now. We're just talking about
fired
it.
Fired up
Nooks
now.
And crannies the getting burned.
The problem with bagels, they usually are made from refined flour, have a ton of sugar, and they're high in calories.
And that's why they taste so good.
All right, now the least healthiest kind of breads after coming up from bagels.
White. We have
hamburger buns.
Really?
Yeah, which sucks.
Come on,
all right,
man.
You're really going to hate this one. We love it. Mike just got into it. It makes the best French toast.
Brioche.
Brioche.
Come on.
That's what my sandwich was on today.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you eat brioche, like, it tastes decadent. You know that ain't healthy for you.
Yeah. I know, but it's just bad news that it's so unhealthy.
The brioche bun. So get the brioche bun over the hamburger bun, because they're saying the hamburger bun is worse. Take the brioche bun.
They're about equal.
Okay.
But I'm with you. But
you just got shut down,
damn,
bro.
Sorry, but you don't need a reason. The brioche bun over the regular hamburger bun, because it's just better.
It is. I'm telling you, man, toast that bad boy.
Let's see. The other things we got on here, white pita bread.
Pita bread.
Really? Although,
you know what, man, I've heard that. That's not the best thing.
Well, I think traditional pita bread's not going to be that white.
Because you think because it's not big and fluffy or whatever, but it's just really condensed.
By the way, just real quick, someone says, you guys are killing me. I'm so hungry, and I have not had bread in 10 months. I've lost 45 pounds.
See?
But boy, do I miss bread.
Flour tortillas also make the list.
Yep.
This is everything I eat.
Right. So you feel like you want a tortilla wrap? Because you think it's healthier?
Yes.
It's not.
Right,
well,
because they do a lot of salads.
If you get a chicken wrap,
I
mean, granted, there's different kinds of wraps, so spinach wraps and wheat wraps and everything else.
I think it also depends on what you're ordering, right? So if the option's a regular plain white roll or whatever, like, you might have less calories. This is overall healthiness,
okay,
too.
All
right. Right? If you're just watching calorie counts, it depends. Okay. Listen, the spinach tortilla wrap is probably my favorite wrap out there. I love that damn thing. I could eat every sandwich in there. I don't know about every sandwich. And then, obviously, the last thing on this is white bread.
White bread.
Yeah, I
all the good bread.
But you knew that.
Yeah,
the
that's
stuff
what I'm
you like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
By the way, somebody here says, I have a pack of sourdough English muffins in my fridge. I made myself an egg McMuffin with cheddar and Tabasco yesterday.
Ooh.
What you make with breakfast,
yeah,
man?
Bring them in to us.
Yeah, man.
We're starving.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
All right, Jake, hello, welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jake, same with you. Sounds like you're driving team sober. How many people you been with, Jake?
Yeah.
5 or less, 10 to 15, 15 to 20, or 20 or more?
20 or more.
20 or more for Jake.
Why do you say that and sound like that's a sad thing?
Jake the snake.
Mm-hmm.
I just had this conversation with my girlfriend. It didn't go over too well.
Why did you have that conversation?
Why didn't you lie, dummy? She lied to you.
She asked, and I almost did lie. I thought about lying.
Ed, you didn't.
What answer did she give you?
I didn't.
What answer did she give you?
Pretty much the same. So I was like, why does it matter?
Who cares?
What's the difference?
Yeah. I mean, no offense, but like...
The worst
thing is this. Like, if you've slept with that many people, why are you so crappy in bed? Like, that's the worst possible outcome.
I can't believe you eat meat as while I'm eating a Big Mac.
Right.
Like, come on.
Yeah. Well, how old are you?
29.
That's all right. As I say, in a couple years, people stop having that conversation.
Mm-hmm. You just don't want to know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. There's answer.
It doesn't matter.
I think it's just this, because statistically speaking, then the person you're currently with is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
As far
you've had the greatest sex of your life, chances are it's not her, just based on, but same for you.
Right. I only know you from the point we met.
So that is
anything
correct.
Else before that, it's really not
and
anything
frankly,
that I care about.
I liked you because I heard you were easy.
Yeah. Because
of the 20 people I talked to that said you were.
All right, here's your question.
Got your number off a wall.
What type of animals attack Damien's car in the movie The Omen?
Never seen it, but how about rats?
Ravens?
Nope. You should check the movie out, by the way, but baboons.
Baboons?
Yeah. They're going through like one of those drive-through safari kind of thing.
Okay.
Turns out baboons know if you're possessed by Satan. Who knew?
I'll be damned.
So they attacked the car because they wanted to kill the devil.
Mm-hmm. Of course it is.
All right, your question. What is a male turkey called?
A tom?
There you go. Nice job, Jake. Very good.
I also would have accepted a LeVar.
Game is a big dummy. 206-421-ROCK.
Dummy!
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, mi amigos from Western New York. How are y'all?
Hola!
Joe, how you doing, man? You already got into a cocktail there?
Thank you. What's that?
I said, have you already got into a cocktail there your time?
And like 15 years, unfortunately, every night, but we get some breaks here and there.
Okay. Are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
I figured so. All right, Joe, how many people have you been with? Five or less? 10 to 15, 15 to 20, or 20 or more?
Over 20. That's after a 15-year marriage and two relationships are about 3.5 years apiece.
Well, nice work, man. You take advantage of your break.
Yeah, looking for love, you know.
In all the right places. Yep.
Sure you are.
Exactly. Well, somewhat, yeah.
All right, I am not going to ask you the next question up, because that question is, what is the capital of the state of New York? But since you're in Western New York, eh, it seems like
yep,
you get it.
Got that.
It's Saratoga Springs, by the way.
No, but they got some good concerts out there, and you can go to the races, yeah.
And by the way, Albany is a horrible city. I mean,
really? I thought it was really cool.
What?
Yeah. Nah.
I like downtown Albany.
There it is. It's, yeah.
It reminded, no. Well, all right.
Remind you of the third ring of
hell.
Reminded
me of my hometown.
Like I said, Albany is just not a place you want to go. All right, your question, multiple choice. What is a hurdy-gurdy?
Mm.
Is it a car, a musical instrument, a military vehicle, or a card game?
Wow, okay, I already got it. You gentlemen have a wonderful evening. It's a musical instrument.
The hurdy-gurdy.
Wow. All right.
I had absolutely no idea.
Do you know what it looks like?
You know, I even Googled the picture, and I think it's a stringed instrument, I believe.
Have you seen the instrument before? When you saw the picture, did you go, I know I've seen that thing, I just didn't know what it was called?
If I did, it was like on hee-haw or something, right?
It kind of looks like a dulcimer.
A
little bit, but it looks like a lap guitar. So.
If people that played the hurdy-gurdy look like this chick maybe in the picture,
yeah, I'll hurdy-gurdy
all
night
go
long.
To hurdy-gurdy concerts.
Let's hurdy-gurdy.
Wow.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Will. Welcome to the men's room.
Wow. Sober, not sober, Will.
Ain't the beer cold?
Not sober, Miles.
Excited, none of that. John Thompson from the Oreos.
Run that by me again. Eat the beer cold and what?
Ain't the beer cold.
Okay,
John
Will.
Thompson.
How many
people? John Thompson, Baltimore Orioles.
All right.
Oh, he's from Towson.
Okay, no wonder we couldn't hear you. You have marbles in your mouth. How many people have you been with, Will? Five or less, 10 to 15, 15 to 20, or 20 or more?
15 to 20.
All right, 10 to 20.
10 to 20, he says.
I imagine Will standing outside of that Towson campus staring
Will,
into the quad.
Oh, take me home, hon. I just want to go to Pig Town with you. That's an actual place.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean, man?
Let's go to Pig Town and get, you know, dirty.
Right,
like
right.
Pigs.
No. Pig Town's a real place, man.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get Pig Town.
No, they're over there in Dundalk.
Oh, God. That Dundalk, it's not the land that time forgot. It's the land that time ignored and pretended didn't happen.
We're moving out. We're going down to Essex.
Dundalk.
Essex is where it's going on.
You go, hey, man, what happened to your arm? And they go, nothing. I was born this way. That's Dundalk
Why
everywhere.
Why is it shorter than the other?
Right. I mean, it's...
Want to go down to the beach?
Gotta love Baltimore.
Is it Dundalk where you can't put your feet in the water?
There's a few places you can. I would not recommend it.
No.
But you can.
Yeah.
And that's only for people that have feet. Because, again, we're talking about this place, Dundalk, where any mutation that can happen during gestation happens there.
Right. What happened to your 21-year-old son? Oh, leukemia.
Right. I mean, it's amazing.
What?
He had Alzheimer's at 3 years old.
Right.
All right, your question. Which car company made the EV1 electric vehicle?
Would be Hyundai.
Volkswagen? General Motors.
General Motors.
Yeah, wow.
All right, your question. The Earth's ozone layer absorbs what type of radiation from the sun?
A nuclear?
Ultraviolet.
Ultraviolet, right.
Which
thank
is
God
good.
The nuclear doesn't get in, too. That's a big deal.
Didn't block the ultraviolet. You see all the semen stains everywhere, and that's no good.
Well, that's one of the parts up there.
All right, your question. What is a group of ducks called? It's also a type of boat and part of ping pong equipment.
A paddle.
There you go, Will. Nice
well
job.
Done.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram @Men's Room Live.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win,
oh, yeah,
and walk away with nothing. It's time for 10 versus the FCC.
So contagious to be honest.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, wait, not.
It's so silly. It's worth it, though, because that is the work we put into this show.
You have no idea how hard it is to go up during this pandemic. There's just not a lot of people out there, you know, hooking up the speed these days.
I know, man. To find a drug dealer.
We got to get all the weed we want, man. But if you want to go the other direction, it is not easy.
And that's why we have resorted to Tide Pods.
Actually, I got a doctor prescription for some Adderall, Ted, so we're snorting that. It's pretty cool. But either way, we're up to about 3 a.m. last night, coming up with some rhymes and riddles and tongue twisters for Ted and Ted versus the FCC. You are not going to believe this one.
What?
We got a listener submitted, Ted versus the FCC.
You've got to be kidding.
No, I just checked the
emails. I would not have stayed up so late working so hard.
And this one says, Ola Bicholas, this is Manuel Vera attempting this for the first time. Yes, Fuddruckers is an actual restaurant that is down here in Lakewood, California. We know
Fuddruckers. Yeah, they had them in Maryland. I love Fuddruckers.
Hamburger place, right?
Yeah.
Enough of the backstory. I hope I get the win against Ted. Good luck, by the way, guys. Happy 50th. Happy Chinooka. Positive Friday. P.S. I sent this a week in advance in hopes that Miles and Steve could rest instead of staying awake till 4:30 a.m.
We have bad email.
Oh, man, I did not
You've
get that.
You've got to be kidding me.
I did not see this one come in. This is unbelievable.
Am I getting in contact with our corporate? Let them know our emails are slow.
I know you guys are up late checking emails.
I know.
This is unbelievable.
It's what we do.
All right, so... So we'll take this one as we always do. You know the listener comes first on Ted versus the FCC. So
and
we're
going to
go with Manuel's. And it goes something like this. And it's a tale about Fuddruckers and beer.
Ooh, all right.
Fuddruckers trucks are filled with crisp sipping Schlitz. These sipping Schlitz sit in pallets for the Fuddrucker truck to ship. Sometimes the Fuddrucker trucker receives a tip of crisp sipping Schlitz after a long trip of shipping crisp sipping Schlitz. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is you got to read that one time through. Then three times fast.
For the record, Fuddruckers is delicious. There's nothing crisp about a
ice cold Schlitz.
Yeah, like, I don't think that's the word they even describe it.
No. They're like, just drop the L.
All right. Fuddruckers trucks are filled with crisp sipping Schlitz. These sipping Schlitz sit in pallets for the Fuddruckers trucker to ship. Sometimes the Fuddrucker trucker receives a tip of crisp sipping Schlitz after a long trip of shipping crisp sipping Schlitz.
Three times fast.
Fuddruckers trucks are filled with crisp sipping Schlitz. The sipping Schlitz sit in pallets from a Fuddruckers truck to ship. Sometimes the Fuddrucker trucker receives a tip of crisp shipping Schlitz after a long trip of shipping crisp sipping Schlitz.
One.
Fuddruckers trucks are filled with crisp slipping Schlitz. These sipping Schlitz sit in pallets for the Fuddrucker trucker to ship. Sometimes the Fuddrucker trucker receives a tip of crisp sipping Schlitz after a long trip of shipping crisp sipping Schlitz.
Two!
Fuddruckers trucks are filled with crisp sipping Schlitz. These sipping Schlitz sit in pallets of the Fuddrucker's truck to ship. Sometimes a Fuddrucker trucker receives a tip of crisp sipping Schlitz after a long trip of shipping crisp sipping Schlitz.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Wow! Wow! Unbelievable!
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Good or bad, what about you from your past? Always gets brought up. 206-421-ROCK. Speaking of that, you guys ever go to a bar, small hometown bar, where it was just understood that the person's name was up there for one of two reasons? That was they were barred from the bar,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you saw their card, or they had a tab. So, like, one
just
bar,
open, yeah.
they had an open tab, and then they paid whatever they got every Friday on their paycheck. You know,
sure.
like, you just sit there and get the tab, all right, yo, $70 for the week, Earl. All right, here you go.
But the thing is, they always pay. They've been doing this for 20 years, and they're like, look, you can trust the guy because he's here every night. You know he's not going to do anything other than come to the bar. And it's in my younger days, there were maybe three bars in Baltimore where I could get away with that. But what I understood, and I was not particularly responsible for a lot of things, but I would always make sure those bar types got paid. And between me and two of my buddies, just the way our work – or our paydays fell down.
Like, look, you cover this one, I'll cover the next one. Because we both got paid every other week, but it ended up being every week. But these bartenders knew, man, and because they always did you a solid, they were like, what are your paid dates? And we'd give them like 6 weeks out, this day. And they're like, all right, look, we will give you this open tab, man. And we go there, you know, 6 out of 7 days a week. And they're like, but on this day, your payday, right, you need to show up and pay. And we always did. But we got that hookup for like 3 years.
The messed up thing about it was that these guys who did that, who I knew, they were older at the time. I mean, I was younger. Yeah. But anyway, they would pay in cash, okay?
Yeah.
Up until a point. But the way that they would do it is they would come in, and every one of them would put their cash on the bar, all right? And the bartender would just take the money from their pile of money every time they ordered a drink. And when their money was gone,
you're done drinking.
You're done drinking, and then that's when it went on the tab.
But yeah, it's like a game show. Oh, you're down to $15.
I do remember this. They never tipped. Because basically when the money was gone, the money was gone. And then like, okay, well, I'll pay you on Friday. Well, it might have been a different bartender than the one that was in there on.
Our trick was we would just, they would all put in 20s, and then we would just change them. So we would only actually physically charge them for like a beer. So they would leave the pile there thinking, and they would always say take 20%, but we were taking like 80.
Right.
And also, I will say this. I, like, in the, those guys, we didn't run them a tab, and I've never had a tab anywhere, but I have definitely lived near bars that I frequented enough where they didn't always take my card and gone back in for, like, say, a Sunday brunch. You're like, hey, jackass, you walked out on your tab last night. Like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's definitely, you wouldn't walk back in if that was your intent. You know what I mean?
There's one bar fairly close by.
Yeah.
Where I've done that. I've done it twice. Right?
I mean, twice?
Yeah, man. And I mean, just, we finished work.
I don't know why I looked at it. Which other one would it be?
But go in there, man, and just get housed, right? And you don't think about it. And but you go in the next night, because when they're open, we're pretty consistent. And the one dude who you met first.
Yeah.
I remember he rolls in, hey, brother. I'm like, what's going on, man? He's like, bro, you didn't pay your tab last night. It's like, you're pretty messed up, so I didn't even stop you.
Yeah.
I said, man, just attitude tonight. And so how do you feel? I'm like, I feel like I need hair of the dog, but that good looking out. But I've done it twice. I feel bad, man.
Good or bad? No, you don't. What about you from your past always gets brought up? 206-421-RAP.
I'm saying that in case they're listening.
Ah.
I feel awful.
Dude, I told you, when I lived in Belltown.
Right now there's 10 different bars going, yes, you should. Not one.
When I lived in Belltown, all the time on Sunday, like around 11 or noon, there'd be people just freaking out. I walked out of my tab. Do you know where this bar is or whatever? Like, yeah, it's right over there. Yeah. Are they cool? Like, you'll be all right. Like, you're not the first.
Right. You that's why they
you're going there to pay.
Right. They already charged you. Like, of course they have your card.
That's why the bartender takes that card first and foremost. You want to start a tab? You know, like, and then you see the people walking.
Give
the next
me your
day, like,
card.
I left my card here last night.
We know.
What's your name? Start going through the Rolodex.
Yeah, they got 18 of them.
You know, Bank of America red card. Here you go, brother. Yeah. It's, no, don't have to worry about it. We already put 25% on there.
Yeah, exactly.
Good or bad? What about you from your past? Always gets brought up. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Crisanta. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hi,
guys.
How are you?
So, I'm doing okay. Just waiting for my dude to get off work. So, this happened back in April of 1992, where I was 11 years old, and I had just moved here from to Tacoma from a farm in Eatonville. So, my mom thought it would be smart for me to start baseball tryouts. I was like, okay, I could do that. Well, the coach was really, really impressed. I was able to hit about 75 to 100 yards. He called me his little power hitter. And me being only 4 feet tall and like 70 pounds, because I have such upper strong strength, I was able to hit a ball pretty well. I couldn't catch anything. But so the coach was so impressed with me that he called the local news and had somebody come down and was like, I'm really impressed with this little girl. She's so tiny. You guys got to get a picture of her. So during our training, before we were set to do a game, the photographer is out and I see my coach and he's like, hey, honey, come over here and hit these balls and show them how hard you can hit. I'm like, okay. So one after the other, I'm power hitting one after the other. I was just really good at hitting. But then I started getting nervous because the photographer was getting a little too close to me, and it was like bugging me out, and he was like right in front of me, so all I could see is like this flash at me. And so my coach was getting a little concerned, and he came up and he was just like, okay, honey, what you want to do is you want to swing it with your hip. Swing it with your hip and take your body with you. And I'm like, okay. Well, without paying attention, I went whap, and I knocked my coach unconscious.
Good times. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Right?
Yeah.
But here, the funniest part was, is the photographer, he got the impact. He got the impact swing to the coach's head.
Oh!
Oh, you should get that frame.
And that made front page of the Tacoma News Tribune.
All right!
Yeah.
Now that I laugh at.
It's all about the headline, though. They could have written a violent young girl moves to town.
Right? And, like, they couldn't brag about, like, this up-and-coming little female, you know, power hitter. No, it's got to be this crazy little 11-year-old just whacks the coach in the head with a baseball bat. Everybody laughed until this day. I'm 40 years old. Until this day, I cannot live it down. Every time I see a family member, especially, like, my dad, he's like, hey, honey, you remember that time you hit the coach?
Can you
come on, really?
Can you still swing a baseball bat?
No, no. Okay. I gave that up a long time ago.
I appreciate the honesty.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, but before we get there, real quick, we brought up the fact that Google went into Google Images as a result of J-Lo's red carpet dress however many years ago. So the Janet Jackson thing, her boob, the creation of YouTube.
Oh, that's YouTube. What it was.
That's what it was. Which has gone on to do quite well for itself.
I knew it was something.
Yeah, if YouTube was inspired by the Janet Jackson boob, and the nickname for TV is the Boob Tube, how is YouTube not Boob Tube?
And how are YouTube stars not people just showing their nipples?
I mean, some of them are. All right, today.
They're OnlyFans stars.
Yes, yeah. OnlyFans. That's what OnlyFans are. Today we chose 20-year-old Michael Phillips of St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, last Saturday, Michael's riding shotgun in a stolen car. Well, the cops pulled the car over because, well, it had been reported stolen. The driver, a 19-year-old woman, she was arrested and charged for felony grand theft auto. Meanwhile, the cops had Michael step out of the car, and they started patting him down. Well, that's when the cop's hand came to rest on what they're calling, quote, a firm spot in Michael's, quote, groin region. So the cop obviously is suspicious, and Mike explained, I don't have a gun. No. That's 7.5 inches of firmness. That was his erect penis. It wasn't. Actually, it was a Glock 23, and he was arrested for carrying a concealed firearm. That's what he told the cop. He dropped the D word, but the cop's like, is that a gun? He said, no, man, it's my D. Upon further investigation, they're like, yeah, it's a gun. Mm-hmm. So he was arrested.
I do remember an old video where a cop did that, and it was a D.
It wasn't fake. The guy's patting this guy down, and he's like, hey, what's this in your pocket? What? That's your penis.
Okay, moving on.
He kept moving on. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.